Right in the center of downtown Kansas City, Kansas, between the public library and government buildings just off Minnesota Avenue, is a little two-acre cemetery. The sign reads Huron Indian Cemetery, but it's also known as the Wyandotte National Burying Ground. Over the years, this place has been a gathering spot and a sacred place for members of the Wyandotte Nation, but it's also become the site of controversy, confusion, and a curse. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan has the story.
First things first, a lot of Wyandots do not call this place the Huron Cemetery.
The French, it was a slang word and kind of a insult, really. It was kind of prickly boars. It stuck. You know, what do you say about that? It just, some words just stick.
The French were calling Wyandots Huron because they thought their headpieces looked like bristly boars. But a lot of Wyandots prefer to call it the Wyandotte National Burying Ground. Judy Manthe is with the Wyandotte of Kansas and is the cemetery's commissioner.
Yeah, you can see where it's tipping.
Some of the 170-year-old headstones maintain their engravings, while others are worn down, knocked over, marked unknown, or missing completely. Nobody knows exactly how many laid to rest here. But Manthe can tell you how the Wyandotte made their way from Ohio to here.
This cemetery started in 1844. Their Trail of Tears was brought by a steamboat down the Ohio, through the Mississippi up to the Missouri, and pretty much dumped off where the influence of the Kansas and the Missouri River come together.
When the Wyandottes got to what's now the West Bottoms, not only were many terribly sick from the measles, which took the lives of nearly 100, but only about a year in, a six-week rainfall completely flooded the area, killing many more. They purchased some land from the Delaware tribe in what's now Kansas City, Kansas, and they settled as a community on the slopes of the hill in what became Wyandotte City.
They looked for the highest point of the land to bury their dead.
After the Civil War, some of the Wyandotte moved to Oklahoma. They eventually became the federally recognized Wyandotte Nation, but there are other branches in Michigan and here in Kansas. Around that same time in 1868, the city of Kansas City, Kansas was created. It brought together five surrounding towns, including Wyandotte City. And as the city started to grow, developers started to look into acquiring the burial ground, which was in a prime location.
It was reported that a provision to sell the cemetery, the graveyard, had been buried in a 65-page congressional bill. And the many remains, a number of which were unmarked or in mass graves, were to be transferred to the Quindaro Cemetery.
This is where the Conley sisters, Wyandottes Lida, Helena, and Ida, got involved in a big way.
In protest, the three Conley sisters built the small ramshackled hovel in which they slept over their parents' graves. So it must have been right in here.
They built a sturdy fort, basically right where we're standing. The sisters stayed here and defended the cemetery. They put up no trespassing signs and were armed. Lida Conley was supposedly arrested at one point for shooting a policeman for trespassing. She graduated from law school and became the first woman admitted to the Kansas Bar. In 1909, she sued the Secretary of the Interior and challenged the sale and development of the cemetery before the United States Supreme Court, the first American Indian to try a case before the Supreme Court.
They just wanted, you know, to preserve their history and their ancestors, their mother and their father.
Even though Lida Conley lost her case, she worked with the city to preserve the integrity of the Wyandotte graves. Today, the Conley sisters laid to rest, together, right by their parents. Manthe reads Helena Conley's gravestone, which is etched with a message to the public.
Cursed be the villain that molests their graves.
Over the years, Kansas City, Kansas's downtown development, the expansion of Minnesota Avenue, and efforts from the Wyandotte Nation of Oklahoma to expand their casino have continued to put the cemetery in danger. But the cemetery is now listed on the National Register for Historic Places, and through diplomacy and compromise, it remains a sacred place for Manthe and other Wyandottes who share heritage here. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.